Hey you guys, I'm here for Black Girls Make Music. Welcome to another episode. Thanks so much for supporting me and for encouraging me and for just being here, for being amazing. I wanted to share something that I mentioned before, just as a reminder. You don't need more stuff or more money to create good art, to create good music. You don't need it. This world will sell you anything. And it will tell you that what you have is not enough. It will tell you that who you are is not enough. Just because they want you to buy something. They want you to spend money. While I do believe that there are programs out there that are legit, that help you become good artists and help you develop your craft, I do agree that a lot of times, a lot of places will place in you this need to be more, this inadequacy, this feeling of inadequacy, to buy things. You don't need more stuff to create good music. They don't necessarily go hand in hand. They don't. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes a lot less is more. I listen to a lot of music, and a lot of the music that I feel is either acoustic. It's just like somebody just recorded the room noise. Like, it's not that deep. But because I believe what they're saying, and I believe in their talents and their abilities, I resonate with it. I resonate with it a lot. A lot of stuff has never impressed me. Like, a lot of extra things just don't impress me much, because a lot of times talent is buried within all those extra layers. You think you need a full band. You don't. Like, I'll let y'all in on a little secret. There's a song that I'm going to put out soon that it sounds like I'm playing the guitar, like playing chords and stuff, and playing like different, I don't know how to say it, but like different cadences on the guitar. I recorded each string one at a time and just recorded the layers, just layered it on top of one another. That's what I did. And some people call that cheating or whatever. I said, listen, I had to do what I had to do to get it done. And ultimately the sound came out like I like it. So I'm guessing it worked a little bit, you know, but sometimes the lack of what you have is just calling you to be more creative. Be more creative with what you already have. If you don't have money, use the time. Learn things. If you don't have the time, if you got money, use the money, right? But it's not about not having it. It's about carving it out and finding it to be creative with what you can. Outsource what you can't do yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, these excuses about like, oh, I don't have enough this, I don't have enough that, I use them and I still use them and I still try to correct myself when I'm doing them. My husband will, you know, get me together sometimes, but it's really easy to be like, well, I can't do that because I ain't got this right now. You know what I'm saying? There will always be an excuse for you not to do what you can do. You know, if you don't have a full band, great. Get on your phone and record yourself singing a cappella. You know what I'm saying? Or play a track on your computer and just sing along with the track. You know, if you want to do a cover song, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are things that you can do right now. There are tools in your pocket, in your hand, your phone, your computer. There are things that you can do right now to give you footing to be able to move to the next step in your music career, you know? And it could be a slow process. It doesn't have to be all at once, you know? When I first started this music thing, I'm like, oh, I gotta do this. I gotta enroll in this program and da da da. My husband was like, or you could just start writing your first song. Just write the first verse. Like, there are things that you can do that you're not using, that you're not tapping into. And I'm saying this again to you as I'm saying it to myself. I don't want to stop myself because of excuses, because of dumb excuses and things that I can find workarounds to, you know? Even doing the podcast, like, oh, I don't have all the equipment I want. I'm using my phone and my headset right now. Just keeping it real simple, real plain, and just uploading the audio through Anchor, you know? And it's free. So it's like anybody literally can start their podcast. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can literally start putting their music on iTunes or whatever, you know? The gatekeepers are not stopping us anymore. We don't have that excuse. Oh, I got to get signed. No, you don't. I upload my music to iTunes and Spotify and all this other stuff using an aggregator that I pay for yearly. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are ways that you can get the stuff done that you want done. And over the next few weeks, that's my plan, to show you guys how I'm getting stuff done, like how to get your music on iTunes and Spotify, how to get your music out there for free, just removing all of the excuses or even the ideas, because some people just don't know. Some people think that you have to jump through all these hoops and like have all this equipment to do stuff, and you don't, right? And so for the next few weeks, with Black Girls Make Music, my goal here is to give you all the resources and the tools and the know-how to get your stuff out there, to get your stuff heard, to get your story out there, your music, you know, to actually try to get the first steps going and figure out what you want to do. Because for a long time I thought, yeah, like I have to get signed. And now that I'm an independent artist, I realize, no, I don't. Like, people are out there making it without a record deal, doing the work themselves, doing the groundwork, like building the foundations. And maybe later on they get signed, who knows, but you know, like, you can take the simple steps now and really move forward and do the daggone thing. So I'm hoping with the next episodes, like, you can take what I'm saying, apply it, and apply it in your own way. Because another thing, just because you see someone else making it one way doesn't mean it's going to fit you. It's not a one size fit all. You have to figure out what's going to work for you, for your time, for your pockets, you know what I'm saying? And be wise about what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. Like, I'm sitting here recording this in the car. I don't have access to a studio. Like, we have a studio in our RV behind me, but you know, like, it's just me. It's just me and the phone. And I'm doing this like this so that I don't have an excuse. Here's another tip. Sorry, by the way, removing unnecessary burdens and potholes. Like, we make up these rules that, like, oh, I have to do this, this, and this, and this to be successful. And we make them up. Or somebody told us that it has to be this way. When in reality, half that stuff that we're like, oh, these are hurdles and I gotta jump over these things, we make them up and we put them in our own way. They don't really exist. They don't exist. The people who made the rules made them up. Made them up. When you look at art and people are like, oh, this is classic art, this is fine art, this is the art standard. At some point, that standard did not exist, right? Somebody had to figure it out and somebody had to decide, oh, this artist is the fine artist and this artist is just, oh, they suck, they're trash. Like, that's not good form, that's not good technique. Who said? It's art. It's art. It's up for interpretation. All art is good. Like, all art is good because it exists. If it's authentic and honest, I believe all art is good. If it's your best try, or, like, you know what I'm saying, then it's good. You don't need the approval of other people, and you definitely don't need my approval, and you definitely don't need the approval of all these other people out there. All you have to do is find your people. Your people might be 100 people, might be 1,000, 1,000,000, who knows? But I promise you that there are people out there waiting to hear from you, waiting to see your stuff, waiting to, like, to take in your art and to consume it and to celebrate it and to share it. You just have to take the first step in getting it out there. So that's what I'm planning to do for the next few weeks, is to help you get the stuff out there, help you to get over, like, this mindset, because mindset is everything. If you don't deal with that, then nothing I say, nothing anybody says is going to be beneficial to anybody, to you at all. Like, nothing is going to be beneficial, because this is the real block, right? And I'm not talking about making a whole bunch of money. I'm just talking about doing the things to actually get your music out there. Because I'm still trying to figure out how to make money, to be totally honest. But I'm trying. I'm doing it. I'm not letting fear stop me. And if you're trying to get over fear, then, like, let's do this thing. Let's do it. Let's get through it. Okay? So until next episode, you guys. Again, I got some stuff planned. I'm so excited to share it with you. But until next episode, I will talk to y'all later. Thanks so much for watching Black Girls Make Music. I hope you have a great day and keep making that music, because your story, your art, and your music, they matter. Okay?